situation in life, you always have a choice. Thank you for always choosing Hot FM. Keep it right here.
Fruity comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Concord receives petition against Speaker's decision to declare Chawama seat vacant. Government enforces annual fish ban across 11 major water bodies. And desperate hunts for food and water as Indonesia floods, death toll rises to 502. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Constitutional Court has received a petition challenging the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti's decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant. Constitutional lawyer Tresford Chali has filed a petition arguing that the Speaker acted outside the Constitution when she ruled on 28 November 2025 that Chawama MP Tasila Lungu had vacated her seat after failing to attend parliamentary sittings. The Speaker's decision was based on Article 72(2)(c) of the Constitution, which states that the office of Member of Parliament becomes vacant if a member acts contrary to a prescribed code of conduct. In her ruling, the Speaker cited Standing Orders 215 and 243, which require MPs to obey directions of the presiding officer and seek written permission before being absent from Parliament. However, Mr. Chali argues that the Speaker misapplied the law, stating in his petition that the Constitution defines prescribed as something provided for in the Acts of Parliament, which means the applicable code of conduct is contained in the Parliamentary and Ministerial Code of Conduct, Act Chapter 16, and not in the Standing Orders. He argues that Standing Orders, being rules of the National Assembly rather than an Act of Parliament, cannot form the legal basis for declaring a seat vacant, and notes that the Speaker cited no provision of the Parliamentary and Ministerial Code of Conduct Act that Ms. Lungu allegedly breached, making the ruling unlawful. Mr. Chali seeks four remedies, which are a declaration that the Speaker's decision is null and void for violating Article 72(2)(c), an order to quash the ruling, a stay to halt any by-election until the case is decided, and any other relief the court may deem appropriate. Government has, with immediate effect, imposed the annual fish ban covering 11 commercial fishing areas. Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala says the ban is effective today, Monday, 1st December 2025, to Saturday, 28th February 2026. He has listed the affected areas as Lake Mweru, Luapula River, Lake Bangweulu, Lake Mweru Wantipa, the Kafue floodplains, Lower Kafue River, the Chambeshi River, Lower Zambezi River, and Lake Itejiteji, among others. Speaking on the eve of the launch of the 2025 to 2026 fishing ban, Mr. Kapala said Lake Kariba, Lake Tanganyika, and the Lower Luangwa River will not be affected. He has further noted that all fish transporters, fish farmers and traders dealing in farmed fish will be required to obtain certificates of origin from the nearest Department of Fisheries.
In accordance with the powers vested in me under the Fisheries Act No. 22 of 2011 of the laws of Zambia, with effect from Monday 1st December 2025 to Saturday 28th February 2026, all kinds of fishing activities are prohibited on the foreign commercial fishing areas. Lake Mweru, Wapna River, Lake Bangoru, Mweru, Wantipa, the Kafue floodplain, Super Upper and Lower Kafue River, Chambeshi River, Super Upper and Lower Zambezi River, Lake Itezitezi, Lunga River, Okanda swamps.
The Copper Belt Civil Society Organizations Consortium has reaffirmed its position on supporting the constitutional amendment process as government suspends dialogue with the Oasis Forum. Speaking when he featured on Monday's edition of the Red Hot Breakfast Show, consortium spokesperson Vincent Lengue says the process is within the confines of the law and was consultative. Mr. Lengue said the Oasis Forum is entitled to their opinion on the constitutional amendments, highlighting that the role of civil society is to represent the people. He has also noted that the composition and appointment of the technical committee was done with the boundaries of the law.
They made their calls, they were given a platform, and they used it the way they thought fit. And now, also we've come to reason with the Republican president to reaffirm our position to say we still support the constitutional review process, because that process, as far as we are concerned, it is within the parameters of the law. That process, as far as we are concerned, it was consultative, it was inclusive, and the technical committee itself, in terms of its composition and legitimacy, it is also within the boundaries of the law. And now that the process has started and the committee is in the process of compiling a report.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has warned that corruption is preventing many young people in Zambia from realizing their ambitions as it continues to drain resources that could otherwise support youth empowerment initiatives. Speaking during the Zambia Anti-Corruption Conference, ACC Director General Daphne Chavu said corruption has significantly contributed to the high levels of unemployment affecting young people across the country. Ms. Chavu explained that government continues to lose vast amounts of money through corrupt practices, funds that could be used to create jobs and expand opportunities for the youth.
The money lost to corruption would go a long way in building new classrooms, buy sports equipment, or provide scholarships. Studies have shown that countries with the highest corruption have the worst schools, hospitals, and public services. This then means there are fewer chances for young people like you seated here today to follow their dreams and reach their goals.
And Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, Executive Director Maurice Nyambe urged the youth to reject being used as tools of violence and instead take up leadership roles and advocate for meaningful participation in national development.
What kind of Zambia do I want to live in? Number two, what am I willing to do today in order to help build that kind of Zambia, right? What am I willing to do today in order to help build that kind of Zambia? And then the last question is, what decision will I make the next time integrity is difficult but necessary? What decision will I make the next time integrity is difficult but necessary?
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, has projected that inflation will average